Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 66 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Ellen Barnett.
She's a teenage girl. She's left with someone that she doesn't really know.
Police are asking for the public's help to find a missing teen from Berea.
A federal whistleblower lawsuit that led to the prosecution of Social Security lawyer Eric Kahn is finally complete.
Rowan County has a new superintendent.
Students, faculty, and staff at Moorhead State took a virtual tour of ADUC today, 6 months before the grand opening.
Rowan County's candidates for circuit court clerk agree to not hire family members if elected.
In sports, the Reds fell to the Braves at home today.
Bud Luke has a stop report.
Cloudy skies tonight with a low around 66. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Berea police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing teenage girl. Authorities say 15-year-old Amber Wagers left Berea Community School on Wednesday around 10 a.m. with an unknown person. Lieutenant Jake Reed says they believe she met the person through social media.
This is something that we now have to be aware of if we have teenagers. What kind of apps they have on their phone, who they're talking to, because these parents had no idea that she would be leaving.
Wagers messaged a friend later saying she thought she may be headed to Ohio and to call police. Police believe they may be traveling in a white Chevy Malibu. The phone number for the Berea Police Department is 859-986-8456.
The coroner is on the scene of a murder-suicide on 2 Mile Road in Winchester. The sheriff's department confirms that the deceased individuals are a married couple. According to LAX 18, authorities were called to the location and the shooter took their own life once police arrived. The coroner confirms that one of the deceased is Herbert Rice. Rice was arrested on charges of child pornography on April 19th.
An Estill County man has been arrested after being accused of shooting and killing his brother. WKYT reports the shooting happened Tuesday morning in a home on Price Road near Ravenna. Kentucky State Police Sergeant Toby Cole says 24-year-old Travis Tipton was killed after an argument with his older brother, 29-year-old Edward Tipton Jr.
There was two males, brothers, that was in an altercation, and during the altercation, one of the brothers shot the other with a gun, and the victim is deceased. We're still trying to conduct our interviews and try to get to the bottom of what exactly happened today.
Edward Tipton is charged with murder. He's lodged in the Three Forks Regional Detention Center.
An Estill County man was released after one day in prison following his murder indictment. According to WKYT, 23-year-old Austin Shockley was under the influence of alcohol when he crashed into and killed 26-year-old General Bowen. Bowen's father, J.L., expressed frustration with how the justice system handled the case. Moving forward, he said the family will take their time to mourn.
Studied religion, philosophy, and politics. That was his life, to make a change in the world. That's what he wanted to do.
The family is also holding a fundraiser for local firefighters at Callie's Campground in honor of their son's memory. Shockley is scheduled for a status hearing on May 25th.
7.5 years after it was filed, a federal whistleblower lawsuit that served as the first legal threat to former disability attorney Eric C. Kahn has now ended. Current and former Social Security Administration employees Jennifer Griffith and Sarah Carver filed the lawsuit in 2011 against Kahn and former Social Security Judge David Daugherty. In it, they alleged a vast conspiracy to defraud Social Security by obtaining disability benefits for Kahn's clients through fraud. Last year, a federal judge entered a judgment against Kahn shortly after he pleaded guilty to federal theft and bribery charges. This morning, another judge entered a similar judgment against Daugherty after he pleaded guilty to 2 counts of bribery last May. EKB-TV reports both men have now been ordered to repay the government nearly $31.5 million. If any money is ever recovered, a portion of it will go to Griffith and Carver.
One person is dead and 2 others injured following a police-related crash in Henry County. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
Kentucky State Police Trooper Mickey Gonnerman was called on a report of dogs running along I-71. Trooper Stephen Dyke says two trucks were forced to slam on their brakes to avoid a crash when
the caller and Trooper Gonnerman were struck by the trailer of the box truck, pinning the caller and causing Trooper Gonnerman to fall approximately 30 feet from the bridge.
The caller, John Crawford, was pronounced dead on the scene. Trooper Gonnerman was taken to a hospital with critical injuries, but has since been upgraded to stable. I'm Haley Hansen.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Moorhead State University has released a self-study update to faculty, which recommends eliminating several programs of study. An email from the provost was sent to faculty this afternoon, revising the outcomes of a university self-study from the 2014-15 academic year. The final draft recommends phasing out the associate's degree program in engineering technology, bachelor's degree programs in French and economics, and master's degree programs in psychology, management information systems, and interdisciplinary social sciences. For many of those programs, the study cites low enrollment as a reason for recommending elimination. For some programs, the study recommends assisting Maysville Community and Technical College in developing an alternative degree program. The self-study was compiled by the MSU Dean's Council with input from department chairs, associate deans, and faculty. It does not affirm any permanent decisions for program elimination.
In light of recent school shootings in Kentucky and around the country, Johnson County Schools are hiring a full-time school resource officer. WYMT reports the Johnson County Fiscal Court will pay for the new position as the result of an agreement with the school district and the sheriff's office. For now, two deputies are splitting the duties between Johnson Central High School and the middle school. Johnson Central principal Noel Crum says he thinks the increased security will help students and teachers feel more comfortable and able to focus on learning.
We've always had a good school culture here and a good climate, but I think that this just adds an extra layer of warmth and security.
The program is funded through the 2018-19 school year.
The Rowan County School Board has selected a replacement for retiring Superintendent Marvin Moore. Meeting on Wednesday night, the board chose Assistant Superintendent John Maxey over three other finalists for the job. Maxey has worked for the Rowan School District since 2009 when he started as its technology director. Board Chairman Rick Whalen believes he'll be a great fit in his new role as superintendent.
John's biggest strength is that he's willing to listen to everybody, take everybody's thoughts and ideas, and do the best thing. The main thing that we've talked about for years is as long as it's good for the students, that's the way we're going to go, and he's got that mentality. And I think he's going to do an outstanding job for us.
Maxey will work side-by-side with current Superintendent Marvin Moore until his retirement on June 30th. He officially takes over as superintendent on July 1.
While there have been murmurs that some Rowan Countyans worry about nepotism in the circuit clerk's office, all three Democrats running for the office, including incumbent Kim Barker-Tabor, say they won't hire any relatives if elected. A veteran of the clerk's office, Barker-Tabor was promoted to its top job late last year after her father, Jim Barker, retired after 24 years in the post. However, she vowed during a local candidate forum on Tuesday night that she won't employ any family members, as did opponents Anthony Caldwell and Melissa Powers.
The Kentucky Court of Justice Policies and Procedure Manual states that all employees will be hired based on knowledge, skill, and ability, and not based on favoritism or family relationships. Any job I've ever had has been based on knowledge, skill, and ability. And to hire anyone for any other reason would be an injustice to you, the taxpayers of Brown County.
The winner of the Democratic May 22nd primary will become Rowan's next circuit clerk, since no Republicans are seeking the office.
The Adrian Doran University Center at Morehead State University won't be complete until later this year, but students, faculty, and staff were treated to a virtual tour of the expansion today. Representatives of Sherman Carter Barnhart, architects of ADUC, set up an HTC Vive, which allowed participants to be fully immersed inside the dining and office facility. Facilities Communication Manager Shayla Ring says the event was important for the project.
The virtual reality tour of ADUC is a way for our students, our employees, and our community to connect to the building, because we cannot take everybody through this construction site, and we do want people to know how exciting and how beautiful it's going to be when it is complete, which will be very soon.
Ring says MSU hopes to have a grand opening of the facility during homecoming weekend this October.
Starting this Thursday, Morehead State University's Farm Greenhouses will be hosting a spring flower and vegetable plant sale. Buyers will choose from a wide variety of plants, from annual flowers such as petunias and geraniums to vegetables like tomatoes and zucchini. Horticulture Supervisor Evan Chance says the university greenhouses offer a wider array of plants than most places in the area.
Nowhere in Morehead is probably going to have this many annual flowers of different varieties, and already at the same time, they're all grown from seed, not just trucked in from somewhere.
The sale will be open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., April 27th through the 29th, May 3rd through May 5th, and May 10th through May 12th.
Morehead State University and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration will team up this weekend to combat addiction and the illicit use of prescription pills. They'll be hosting a drug take-back day. The event gives people the chance to safely get rid of any unwanted, dangerous, unused, or expired medications. MSU Police Chief Merle Harrison says the event isn't just about pill abuse. It's about keeping dangerous meds out of the hands of children and preventing the theft of drugs from local residents.
Well, you know, everybody has medicine. It's a good way to get, you know, to get unwanted prescriptions, you know, people not flush them down into the sewage systems and or putting them where they shouldn't be for people to get their hands on them. So it's a good way to get unwanted medicine out of your house.
All medications deposited during Drug Take-Back Day are disposed of by the DEA, and all drops are confidential. The event is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Laughlin Health Building on the campus of Morehead State University.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tonight mostly cloudy skies with lows around 48 degrees. Tomorrow, clear with highs around 70. Cloudy for your Friday night with lows around 50. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies, highs around 60. And cloudy and cool on Saturday night with lows around 35. On Sunday, it'll be sunny, highs around 60. And Sunday night, clear skies with lows around 40. Looking at temperatures around the region, it's currently 64 in Inez, 65 in Flemingsburg, and it's 66 in Lexington, Ashland, Winchester, and 66 here in Morehead.
On our feature segment today, construction on Lewis County's new Central Elementary School is well underway. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has that story.
You can start to see it slowly coming together and taking shape and taking form, so I'm pretty excited about what we've seen so far.
The $18 million project to provide elementary students with a more modern and updated facility began last fall, and the building is expected to be ready for the 2019-2020 school year. Lewis County Superintendent Jamie Weddington says everyone is very excited about the new building.
Certainly excited. They anytime I go in over there, they want to talk about it, or if I'm over on the site, they've got a few areas there between the two buildings that they can walk outside, and the teachers bring them out on the sidewalk there, and they can see in the distance what's going on, and they enjoy going out when the weather's nice and they're on the recess. They'll take a little stroll out around by that portion of the building, and they're excited to see.
The main building for the current Central Elementary was constructed in the 1930s, and while it's been added on to several times, it hasn't been updated since the 70s. Weddington says that's a crucial point, especially when you consider accommodating the use of technology in the classroom.
You know, it just wasn't designed to pull the electricity that's required. And when you're in a lab with 30 computers, or you've got a mobile Chromebook cart that you're pulling into a room, you know, having the infrastructure to have those pieces of technology, and there's going to be a lot of safety upgrades and safety features that are in the new building that the old building doesn't have.
He notes because of very uncooperative winter and spring weather, the construction of the new school had to be put on hold for a few days in March.
I think the construction guys, the last report they gave me was like there was 18 days in March and we'd had 16 inches of rain, or there were 16 days where we had some version of 16 and 18, either 18 days or 16 days and 16 inches of rain or 18 inches of rain. So not been a good Mother Nature cooperating with us on our endeavor.
However, Weddington says Mother Nature has been cutting them some slack recently.
But the sun's shining today, and I'm sure the guys are over there making progress. So actually starting to see it, actually, even with all the weather, take shape. And they've got some roof joists in, and they're pouring some concrete on the second floor. So starting to see the picture come to reality a little bit. So I feel like that we'll get back on our timeline there with the weather, when the weather will cooperate with us. So.
Weddington also expressed his gratitude for the contractors involved in finishing the new elementary school.
So, you know, we're getting the right number of people over there. They've got two or three different sets of masons that they've got. They've got a group that's doing some finish work, and then they've got some guys that are up higher on scaffolding that are laying block up there, and then they've got another set that are bringing up the walls for the classroom. So they've got a good mix of workers and different contractors in there, and they're all working together. Pretty pleased with our contractors and our quality of work and workmanship that we have going on. So.
And he's sure the project will be completed on time.
We're still on track. That's still our goal. And they have their timelines. And, you know, of course, you have some weather timelines built in there. But, you know, we're going to push them to get the work done and to be done on time and be quality work. And they've been up to the task to this point. So I feel like that we're still safely within the realm of getting in there at our deadline that we've put out there for them. So I don't think we'll have any issues with that.
The new Lewis County Central Elementary School building is expected to have 66,000 square feet of space and have the capacity for 600 students. It is expected to be ready for use by August 2019, just in time for the following school year. For WMKY, I'm Logan Pemberton.
It's 4:47 and 66 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, coming to you from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. I'm here with Ellen Barnett, and we're so happy that you've joined us on this Thursday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans on just about anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. Bypass Pawn on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead can be reached at 606-780-7296. Facebook and online at bypasspawn.com.
The Reds fall again. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds wrapped up their four-game series with the Braves earlier today. The Reds fell 7-4, dropping their record on the year to 5-20. But one positive for the Reds is the bat of Joey Votto seems to be heating up. After hitting a home run in last night's game, Votto went yard again today and drove in three RBIs. Interim manager Jim Riggleman says it's what the Reds have been waiting to see from Votto.
That's really never been a concern. You know, we really appreciate what he does every year here. And, you know, with the work he puts in, you know, nobody could realize how much work he puts in, both offensively and defensively. So, you know, we know the results will be there.
Since he now heads to Minnesota to start a three-game series with the Twins tomorrow. Other games from around baseball this afternoon, Pittsburgh beat Detroit 1-0. The Yankees beat the Twins 4-3, and Arizona beat the Phillies 8-2. After falling 7-1 last night to 14th-ranked Kentucky, the Morehead State baseball team is hitting the road for weekend OVC action. Starting tomorrow, the Eagles will visit Eastern Illinois for three games. Even though the Panthers are just 15-25 with a league worksheet of 4-14, MSU coach Mike McGuire says MSU shouldn't expect an easy time of it in Charleston.
You know, they've got some velocity on the mound. You know, they're going to run some guys out there with good velocity now, and some of them have some high walk numbers. You know, they've been a surprise to me. They haven't had a great year to this point. They returned majority of their lineup from last year, and they've got a lot of guys that have hit, you know, 60, 70 points below their average from a year ago.
At 12-6, MSU sits third in the OVC, a game and a half behind second place Southeast Missouri. The Morehead State softball team is headed for a pair of key OVC doubleheaders on the road. At 4-8 in the league and with their OVC tournament hopes fading, the Eagles visit Jacksonville State Saturday and Tennessee Tech on Sunday. The good news, Coach David Williams' team still has 10 conference games left to play.
We do have a lot of opportunities to make up ground where there's some other teams that don't have any opportunities left to make up that ground. So I feel really comfortable where we're at and what we're going to be doing over the next week and a half. And I think that if we just worry about ourselves and take care of business, we'll be in a position where we need to be heading into the tournament.
The MSU softball team is back at home next Tuesday for a twin bill against conference foe Murray State. The NFL draft is set for tonight in Arlington, Texas, and Cleveland will be front and center. The Browns have the first and fourth selection in round one. The New York Giants and Jets are slotted in between those two picks. Denver has the fifth choice. The Bengals have the 21st overall choice, and Coach Marvin Lewis says when it comes to taking players in the draft, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Everybody sees things a little differently, and it'll play out the way it'll play out. The prospects are who they are, and that part, you know, there's going to be the 300 players, whatever it is, drafted to something, and then we're going to go from there.
Experts say the Bengals will be specifically looking for help on their offensive line, secondary, and at linebackers during the draft. Also from the NFL, most teams expect the Browns to take Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield with number one pick, according to multiple reports. Quarterback Josh Allen, who was being projected as the top pick by many mock drafts, is now apologizing for tweets from his account that were tweeted from in 2012 when he was 14 years old that recently surfaced containing racial slurs and other offensive language. And Trevor Davis's arrest for making a bomb joke at the Los Angeles International Airport did not result in charges filed after the Green Bay Packer wide receiver met with Los Angeles City attorneys. Brown County football coach Kelly Ford believes the Vikings defense will be much better next season. And going 3-8 last fall, Round gave up over 35 points a game to its opponents. Ford says the Vikings defense will feature a lot of key returnees in 2018, and that group handled itself well during the team's recent spring drills.
We kept it real simple because we want to play fast, and kids are reacting well, running to the football. And, you know, the biggest thing with those young kids is getting them, you know, contact sport and, you know, getting them hit live a little bit and letting them fly around and play fast.
The Round football team opens 2018 at home on August the 17th against Morgan County. Don't look for the Morehead State Women's Basketball Eagles to add any players this spring. The bulk of the Eagles roster is returning next season, and they are adding two transfers in the fall with three freshmen signed last November. Coach Greg Todd says his roster for 2018-19 is full.
We're obviously recruiting girls who are in high school right now more so. I mean, we have a couple spots available if somebody came open, but we're really not recruiting actively for our team for the 18-19 season.
The three freshmen joining the MSU women next season will be Alyssa Smalls from North Carolina, Campbell County's Mackenzie Schwarber, and Ohio native Ellie Jo Johnson. Finally, in sports in the NBA, the Boston Celtics will look to knock off the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee at 8. The two-seeded Celtics took a 3-2 series lead over the Bucks on Tuesday in Boston. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo says the team has to play with more energy tonight to force a Game 7.
You can never get too high and too low. You know, gotta always keep your composure, stay focused. That's what I'm going to do. We'll come out to Game 6 and then try to win. We just got to play hard, be disciplined, move the ball, rebound the ball. And, you know, we play home. We got to bring that energy, make shots, and hopefully get a win.
The winner of the series will advance to take on the three-seeded Philadelphia 76ers in the next round. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Baseball welcomes Jacksonville State May 4th, 5th, and 6th, and Western Carolina on Wednesday, May 16th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose sharply, helped by strong quarterly results from some of the biggest U.S. companies. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 238.51 at 24,322.34. The S&P 500 was up 27.54, finishing at 2666.94. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 114.94. On particular strength in your big technology stocks, finishing at 7118.68. Facebook shares surged almost 10% after the company posted better-than-expected earnings and revenue for the first quarter. The company's number of daily active users pointed to steady engagement in the platform, this despite backlash from the Cambridge Analytica debacle. Advanced Micro Devices also posted earnings that topped expectations, sending its stock up about 14%. Chipotle soared almost 25% after reporting a stronger-than-expected profit and boosted same-store sales, or I should say the company had higher same-store sales that easily topped expectations. Stocks got a boost today from interest rates, which did slip from multi-year highs. The benchmark 10-year Treasury note fell from a more than four-year high to just below 3% today after the European Central Bank kept interest rates unchanged and reaffirmed its stimulative monetary policy stance. U.S. durable goods rose 2.6% in March, and this was far more than the expected 1.6% gain. Weekly jobless claims totaled 209,000 last week. This was below the forecast of 230,000. And also in earnings news, Alexion Pharmaceuticals was up over 14%, and this on, once again, better-than-expected earnings per share. And in your commodities markets, oil was up 0.2% at $68.19 a barrel. Gold was down 0.3% at $1,318.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong today, with the Stock 600 index up almost 1%. In Asia, stocks were mixed. The Nikkei was up 0.5%, but the Shanghai Composite was down 1.38%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Visa and Home Depot. The worst performers were Disney and 3M. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Chipotle and Alexion Pharmaceuticals, and the worst performers were LKQ and MGM Resorts. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 49 cents at 68.65, CSX down 75 cents at 59.24, AEP up 67 cents at 69.76, AK Steel down 2 cents at 4.83, Marathon Petroleum up 2.65 at 82.88, and Community Trust Bank was down 30 cents to finish at 48.40. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for Morehead State Public Radio comes from the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, reminding you that April is Distracted Drivers Awareness Month. Recent research by Car and Driver magazine found that a legally drunk driver hits the brakes 64 feet before a sober driver sending a text. The Kentucky Office of Highway Safety encourages drivers to keep their eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. Work can wait.
Taking one last look at the weather forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows around 48. Tomorrow on Friday, clear with highs around 70. Cloudy on Friday night with lows around 50. Mostly sunny on Saturday with highs around 60. Cooling down on Saturday night, cloudy skies with lows around 35. Warm on Sunday, sunny with highs around 60. And clear skies on Sunday night with a low around 40. It's hovering around 65 degrees around the MSPR listening area.
Taking a look at some events in your region, the Rowan County Public Library will be closed the morning of Thursday, May 3rd, to host a monthly meeting of the Morehead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce. The library will reopen at 2 p.m. with normal operating hours until 8 p.m.
Inscape Morehead State University's Literary and Visual Arts publication will host a reception at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, May 3rd in the Claypool Young Art Gallery. Readings, visual art, and food. Admission is free and the public is invited.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Chuck Moraz, Arlo Barnett, Brian Courtney, Kenzie Thompson, Cody Robinson, Tilden Johnson, Sean Delaney, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. WUKY's Josh James and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Logan Pemberton. This is Morehead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Ellen Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.